Hi, I'm Trevor, and welcome everybody to another episode of Rallycast. Joining me here again is Carl Drummond. Welcome again, Carl. How are you?
I'm going very well, mate. Yourself?
Not too bad, not too bad. Now, we've been a bit late with this one, getting this episode out. Perhaps you might be able to fill us in on what is the topic for today.
We've been delayed a few weeks on getting this one out. The event, which is the subject of today's episode, the 2013 Lawana Stages Rally, happened a few weeks ago, was round four of the WA State Rally Championship and WA Clubman Cup. The penultimate round for the State Four-Wheel Drive Championship, Trev. Only one rally left in the Four-Wheel Drive Championship to go. And two more rallies to go for the State Two-Wheel Drive and the Clubman Series.
Excellent. Well, first and foremost, where was the rally held?
This year, the rally again was HQ, and the service area was based out of a small town called Kirrup, which is pretty close to the larger town of Donnybrook. Grows apples, known for fruit area down there in the state's southwest. And the stages for the rally were actually run in the Greenwade Tree Plantation, which is a little bit further south in a, outside of a small town called Bailingup, which is a logging town there.
Yep, it's actually not a bad drive. We've done it a couple of times before. Look, if you could give our listeners a bit of rundown, I suppose, on the rally format and, well, I guess what the conditions or what the surface was like.
This rally, same as the last sort of couple of rallies, basically it's for the state championship crews. It's a pace noted event, so crews go out and pace note in the morning and then rally, compete in the afternoon and run into the evening. For the Clubman Cup competitors, it's a non-pace noted event, so the organisers provide the roadbook. Mm-hmm. This year, the surface, clay-based roads down there, gravel normally. However, there was a fair bit of rain on the lead-up to the event, quite a bit, in fact, and the event was very wet and muddy, and the roads slippery in a lot of places.
So I guess the next question is, what's the number of stages? And, of course, what was the weather like? Was the sun shining?
Well, number of stages was six stages. It was a group of three stages that was run twice, and they did it in a format of two stages service, two stages service, two stages service. It was mostly dry on the day. There was a few scattered showers, and there was a little bit of rain fell in the forest, which, well, it was neither here nor there. The roads were wet anyway, so they didn't really dry too much during the day.
Excellent. How many cars were there?
The amount of cars for this rally were, state was 25 cars, so a little bit down on the previous event, which was the Experts Cup. And the Clubman Field had 16 competitors in it, which was also down a little bit on the previous event. So there's a total of 42, still very good numbers for the rally. State competitors competed over 120 k's competitive.
Okay, that's a fair distance. Moving into the rally then, Carl, I can see here there's a DNS, is that right, in some of the first stages?
Yeah, correct. Did not start. Unfortunately, John McCara, and this time co-driven by Garth McGuire. John really hasn't had any luck this year at all. Garth sort of jumped in the car at the last minute for John, and John had every confidence that he would go well at this rally. Unfortunately, he had some engine troubles. Their Lancer Evo 7 wouldn't start just before the event. I believe the battery was flat. They went to tow start the car to get it started right before the rally was literally due to start, and something happened there, and they had some engine problem, and that was it. So unfortunately, they were out before they could even drive the car off the starting ramp, so to speak.
Okay, well, so moving along then with the first group of stages, were there any other retirements or problems?
Yeah, and as always, there's got to be somebody that loses out first, I suppose, unfortunately, or doesn't finish. And this case, it was Gavin Morgan and Chris Parrish and their Spec C WRX. Last rally, they did really well, had a top five finish in the Experts Cup. Come to Lawana stages, and unfortunately, their bad luck has dogged them again a little bit. And in SS1, the gearbox jammed in gear, and they were out. They had to retire in the first stage. That's unfortunate. Into SS2, within the first couple of sort of stages, Mark Davies, normally Mark and brother Steve share the driving. In this case, Mark drove and Greg Flood was navigating. And they actually had a fire in their WRX caught fire.
Is that right?
And, yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, they stopped. They put the fire out. The car didn't burn to the ground, thankfully. They had to retire after SS2, unfortunately. We know what that feels like, Trev. We've caught fire in our wreck some years ago ourselves.
Yes, it's not a good look.
No, not at all. We were lucky as well. I think those guys were as well. Also in special stage two, Gary Whittle and Ryan Doe in their WRX had some sort of mechanical failure that put them out very early in the rally. Being that it was, you know, the first two stages, four competitors, four cars retiring, Alex Lorakowitz and Roger McNaughton in their Mazda 323 GTX, it's a four-wheel drive turbo car, they had some sort of unknown, not sure what the problem was there, but they retired in stage two and were out early as well.
And moving on from there, first service was 20 minutes, then before heading out for the next two group of stages, as I read it here, is that right?
Correct, yep.
Well, how was the two-wheel drive championship going in the state anyway?
Well, of course, obviously we've got the outright contention, which is those running in four-wheel drive, and then there's another battle. There's within rallies, there's always competitions within competitions, and the two-wheel drive battle this time was again between Sean Keating, co-driven by Caleb Ash in his Nissan Silvia, and Raz Vlad and Damon Nicoli in their Ford Fiesta ST. And as it turned out on this rally, Keating and Ash put their Silvia off the road in special stage two and lost time. I think it was 1 or 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. They actually had to the point where they had to get out of the car, and both of them had to push. They had to put the car in gear and push at the same time while the engine idling to get the car out. Thankfully, they got it out. They did lose quite a bit of time.
Yep.
And then Jeff Leithater and Paul Helm running in a Nissan 180SX. Mm-hmm. They had a turbo hose come off in special stage two and lost a bit of time with no turbo boost. So after those first couple of stages, Raz Vlad and Damon Nicoli were leading two-wheel drive in the Fiesta ST.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. How did the second group of stages go then? Were there any more problems?
Yep. And actually, two-thirds of the way into the rally, just at the start of the third stage, John Clinton and Richard Harris in an Evo 8. For some reason, there was some error in booking into the time control. They actually booked in 2 minutes early and earned them a two-minute penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah, right before stage three. So that wasn't a good start to that group of stages for them. Luckily, there was no damage or anything. And Matt Snadden and Blake Thompson, another WRX, they had a problem in special stage four and retired. Not sure what the reason was behind that either. They had some drama and had to retire.
That's unfortunate. As I read here, then after SS4, the state teams come in for their second service and the Club and Cup entrance finished. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, the rally is shorter for the clubman competitors. It's an entry-level zone separate championship, so to speak, and they run without pace notes. So, yeah, they finish the rally at sort of somewhere near the midpoint, and the state competitors go in for a service, and these guys finish up and get the chance to get their trophies presented.
Okay, so talking about trophies presented, then, do we have some results for the clubman side?
In third place in the clubman was husband and wife Mark Angelina Travers in their Toyota Sprinter, so very well done for them. Second place went to Steve Vass, co-driven by Ashley Burton, and their Datsun 1600, and they have been winning some events this year already, so no doubt that will be doing their season some good to haul some more points in second place. I think they retired from the Experts Cup, so they didn't quite get to the finish, or not in a podium position at least.
Mm-hmm.
And winning the event, Carl and Tracy Rattenbury, husband and wife. They came
it's in the Mark I Escort, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, Mark I Escort, mate. Thanks. Yeah, it's the Escorts are still evergreen and doing very well. So they would be very pleased with that. They, I think, had engine troubles earlier this year. Lunched an engine, might have been in Experts Cup. So they were very happy to finish that rally with a win. Great.
Excellent. No, it is a positive result. Well done. So moving on then, how did the last two stages of the rally go then with the state championship teams, Carl?
Yep, they were out in the dark for these last couple of stages as well. It was a very gloomy day out there and dark quite early. Craig and Scott Pusey, brothers, in a Liberty RS, so four-wheel drive turbo, they went through a muddy patch on a narrow downhill section in stage five, and the car just sort of veered off to the right. It didn't sort of matter what Craig did to try and steer it out. It just sort of was aquaplaning on the mud, I suppose, and they hit a stump just off the road on the right-hand side and ended up blocking the stage for a while there and actually had to retire there, unfortunately. Did a reasonable amount of damage to the front of the car. Both of them were fine, so it wasn't the best for them. And husband and wife, Alex and Lisa White, put their Silvia, S13 Turbo Silvia, they put it off the road in SS5 for a while, and I think they took about 35, 36 minutes to get the car out, and unfortunately the late time's only 30 minutes. So, unfortunately, they recovered the car and got it out and got to the end of the rally. They were effectively excluded because they'd run over the time limit.
Unfortunate, very unfortunate. All right, well, on a positive note then, let's run out the top 10. And in 10th place is WRX.
Yes, indeed. They really have turned into the escort of the Datsun of the modern era, haven't they? new competitors, rookies this year, Scott McKenzie and Troy McLean, brought their car home well in 10th place, and this would have been a very steep learning curve for them, very slippery rally, so they did very well to finish in 10th. It was a good finish.
And in 9th place?
John Clinton and Richard Harris in their Evo 8. Even we talked earlier about the two-minute penalty they incurred. Well, even without that penalty, they still would have finished in 9th. So it's interesting that regardless of that penalty, the position would have been the same. So they had as far as driving goes, they had a good run.
Yeah. 8th place?
Okay, returning to the state championship, we haven't seen these competitors for most of this year. I think they've been off travelling. But Mike and his son, Jack Civil, finished 8th in their Evo 9, had a good rally and got to the finish. So it was good to see them come back.
Definitely. Now, Fiesta sits in 7th position, is that right?
Correct, yes. Raz Vlad and Damon Nicoli brought their Fiesta ST to 7th position outright, and they thought earlier on in the rally that they had two-wheel drive all sewn up. You know, after the first two stages, particularly with Sean and Caleb having dramas and also Jeff and Paul having dramas with their S13 and 180SX respectively. However, there's an old saying, mate, that you should never count your chickens before they're hatched.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
As it turns out, in this case, Raz and Damon ended up coming second in state two-wheel drive on this rally.
Mm-hmm. So, 6th position?
Which leads us into 6th, obviously, and Sean Keating and Caleb Ash, they had the fight back of their career, for their career to date at least, on this rally. They recovered all of the lost time from the first stage where they had to push the car out and really pushed hard on all the remaining stages of the rally and overtook Vlad and Nicoli to win state two-wheel drive, very deserved win, and they took the points. So I think that's put them right back in the two-wheel drive title contention for the year as well.
Excellent. All right, we'll move into the top 5 then. Who's in 5th position?
John O'Dowd and Ben Searcy in their Spec C WRX. Very, as we say at every rally cast and all the events, very clean and tidy drivers. Do very well here. Like everybody else, probably struggled for traction in a few places and had a few slippery patches that caught them out, but they drove very well and came to 5th place. So well done to them.
Excellent. 4th place?
Rob Webber and Greg McPherson at Evo 7. Now, they've broken a bit of a voodoo for them. They've been having trouble this year with quite a few DNS, mechanical problems. Just before this rally, they fitted a new sequential gearbox to the car, drove very well. I know Rob did comment that he had a few minor spins and overshoots there along the way. However, they didn't have any mechanical drama and brought the car home in a tidy 4th place. So well done. Good to see them finish a rally as well.
Not a bad result.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's move into the all-important podium places. 3rd position?
Brad Markovic and co-driver Bill Hayes. Now, at the Experts Cup, Brad's car appeared. However, Brad didn't. He had a minor injury and he wasn't able to make the start. And the first rally that he came back to, which was Donnelly earlier in the year, he was struggling a little bit with his 2012 STI to get it set up right, put the car off the road a couple of times. On this event, had very experienced navigator and mate as well, Bill Hayes, alongside. And they drove very well, kept themselves out of trouble, pushed hard, and have finished in 3rd place. So very good for Brad. And considering that Brad's been out of the car since, I think, about 2005 or 2006, out of rallying, he's done very well to come straight back into state championship and within 2 rallies to be on the podium. So well done.
Excellent. Now, that is a good result. So 2nd place then, Carl?
Yeah, young Dylan King, still on his P-plates with experienced navigator Lee Tierney alongside in their WRX. They're still gaining some experience in rallying, and Dylan will still be finding his feet with the four-wheel drive car there, particularly on slippery conditions, something new for him. Last year, most of the rallies were fairly dry. So, yeah, it did push hard. I think took one or two stage wins along the way, finished in second place. So they are now firmly in second place in the state championship for the year. We're leading earlier on, so it's going to come down to the ultimate round to see if they can take enough points there to win the state championship.
Yeah, well done. And the winner of the event?
A name that's becoming fairly common with winning, Lee Hines and Stuart Percival. They took their orange left-hand drive WRX to a win. They had won also at Experts Cup, so they've got a bit of a buffer now with their points, which is great. That would probably make them feel a bit more comfortable with it all. And they really charged hard, just shows that they really are the masters on all the different surfaces this year and are going very well. So we'll see how they go in the last rally for the year, whether they will be able to consolidate their title and get it through to the finish.
Sounds like the rally pretty much had everything that you ever want out of a rally. But if we move on to the next event on the rally calendar, would that be Safari?
Correct. It is the last rally for the four-wheel drive state championship, the Safari Rally. It's the closest that the state championship will get to Perth. It'll be in Mundaring in mid-October there. And the state two-wheel drive championship and the Clubman Series will go on. They've got one more rally in November later in the year. So this will be the deciding round for the outright state championship. Will be a real good one to see. The Mundaring and the Safari Roads usually bring up a fair surprise. They've caused an upset in previous years, and I'm sure that Lee Hines and Stuart Percival will be very conscious of their points and what they need to do to safeguard that to try and win the championship for the year.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait for that one, Carl. Now, before we go, I believe I may have set you a challenge in failing up.
I thought you might have forgotten, mate.
I am one of those people that will not forget a good challenge. Did you achieve it? What was the challenge?
Yes, the challenge was you asked me to go and find the Bailing Up Scarecrow.
Yes.
In Bailing Up. The rally didn't actually run in Bailing Up. However, we were up there in Bailing Up near the stages. And yes, Trev, I did go and visit the Bailing Up Scarecrow. I went up to the Scarecrow, saw them there on the side of the road. I think there's actually two or three of them there, to be honest. And I went up there to get a photo with it to put onto our rallycast to prove it. And the camera batteries, we'd forgotten to charge the blasted camera, so it was flat. So I did do the challenge. However, it's only a verbal, mate. I couldn't confirm that with a photo.
Right, okay. Well, I did hear from some other people in the rally community that, yes, that was confirmed that you were there, and that is actually legitimate, that the camera batteries are flat.
Thank you to our own crew there for confirming that.
Yeah.
So does this mean then, Trev, that there's going to be another challenge for Safari, or is that it for the year?
No, I think we owe it to our listeners that there should be another challenge for the year. I'll be down in Mundaring. I'll just have to hang in the stick, have a bit of a think. How about this, right? Yeah, if you're up for the challenge, of course, and I think this one you will be. From memory, the rally goes past the Roger Freeth Memorial. How about you go and visit that? Do you know what it is?
Yes, mate, yes. Very, very poignant, actually, isn't it? Yes. For our listeners, Roger Freeth was the co-driver of the late, great Possum Bourne, who was a very well-known, was New Zealand rally driver, very synonymous with Subaru. And in 1993, it was a very unfortunate accident on stages in Rally Australia stages in Mundaring, and unfortunately Roger Freeth was killed. And there is a plaque, a memorial in the forest at that particular point where Possum and Roger had their accident. Yes, indeed, I will definitely perform that challenge, and I'll attempt. We'll keep try and get the camera batteries charged for this one. We'll get a photo of that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, mate. That's great. All right then. Well, once again, Carl, thanks for your time, and of course our listeners. I'm looking forward to the next episode. And if our listeners would like any further information or to check us out, they can go to,
yes, our perthrallydriving.com website, where we host all of our Rallycast podcasts, not just our rally reviews, also everything else we talk about in rallying. And from now on in, hopefully we'll be able to get these podcasts out a bit quicker to everybody, mate.
Excellent. Righto. Well, thank you very much, listeners, and thank you very much, Carl. And, mate, I'll probably speak to you in a couple of weeks. Bye for now.
Bye.
Please note that the opinions, ideas and views expressed by the hosts are their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions, ideas or views of the competitors, organisers or the governing body of the motorsport.